This is Phil from Soundcheck Books. I'm here in the bar of the Sanctum Hotel, which is a real posh central London venue where a lot of rock stars stay. Now, normally I wouldn't get past the doorman, but today I'm with a man who knows the right people and is always welcome here. Alan G. Parker. Alan, along with Mick O'Shea, has written Young Flesh Required for Soundcheck Books, and I'm here to ask him some questions about it. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing? All right?
I'm good. Okay, first question. When did you first become involved with a band we called the Sex Pistols?
Strangely enough, I did a lot of writing for fanzines when I was a lot younger, and I wrote an article called Who Killed the Sex Pistols, which I had no clue in this world anybody had actually seen for quite a few years later, but that ultimately is what led me to the door of Anne Beverley, and I suppose one could say further down the line Malcolm McLaren. Obviously, you know, the Anne Beverley and me thing has probably been told to the nth degree, you know. Boy meets punk star's mother, TM.com, world trademark, copyright, God knows what else. And three books, you know, a movie, radio documentary, God knows how many t-shirts, CDs, posters. And Anne was the one who effectively opened the door and led me to what I call the Glitterbest Mafia, Boogie Rodent, Steve English, the usual suspects, Jamie. And my first actual encounter of a real life breathing Sex Pistol, bizarrely enough, given my complete and utter Sid scenario ongoing, was Glenn. Glenn invited me down to his home to interview him for the Sidsway book, and we had a good, you know, good long chat, did the interview, hit it off very well. And so then whenever I was in London, because at the time I didn't live here, we would hook up and chat about things, and that led to more interviews, and ultimately, you know, probably my closest friendship to a real live living breathing Sex Pistol.
Interesting. And how did you come to write Young Flesh Required?
Young Flesh Required is a really funny story because obviously, you know, yourself, it's the book itself is older. A lot of people say your new book's out next week. I go, oh yeah, that thing, it's about 6 years old, basically, but the Western world just ain't seen it yet. The late, great Sean Boddy,
God bless him,
asked me one day to come down to his usual meeting place, Foyle's Coffee Shop, to discuss the potential of doing either a book on The Clash or one on The Who. In the week interim leading up to it is when I found out through Gary Crowley and Terry Rawlings that Pat Gilbert was doing a Clash book with The Clash. And I didn't think there was much sense in going against such major competition. And also, you know, Pat's a mate, so you don't step on people's toes. We talked about The Who. Sean was more than willing to commission it. And then suddenly at the end of the meeting, pulled out this strange thing about, oh, you know, would you be interested in doing a book on The Pistols? I know you've done your Sid ones, don't confuse it with that. And a funny little aside story, actually, which obviously you're here, Phil, and we've talked about quite a lot, is the fact that when we were doing putting the final book together of Young Flesh Required, Phil rang me one day and said, I've just realised that a lot of the chapter headings in this book you've nicked from No One's Innocent.
That's right.
And I said, actually, no, Phil, they didn't nick them at all from No One's Innocent. We nicked them for No One's Innocent from Young Flesh Required because it was already written for 2 years before we started work on that book.
I think we should sue Orion anyway, though, but they're a bit bigger than us, so we won't.
So that was kind of it. And, Sean just, you know, Sean was one of those guys. If Sean was passionate about something, then he wanted it happening yesterday. And so once he decided in his own head he wanted this all singing, all dancing, insider's voice book on The Pistols, bingo, you know, the next thing I know I've got a contract, and the rest, as they say, is a mystery.
Yep, and then dear old Sean died, of course, and we've been lucky enough to take on the book, and I've really enjoyed reading it and editing it. Load of anecdotes in there. What's your favourite anecdote from the book?
Personally, I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot of very close, confined stories. The chapter I'm actually most proud of is the chapter Who Killed Russ Meyer, because I think that even in the case of things like books like Kingdom's Dreaming and Rotten No Blacks No Dogs Are No Irish, nobody's gone into too much detail about the actual inside mechanics of the swindle, right back from its Bambi days or its Anarchy in the UK days, or its, you know, even things like the fact that Malcolm wanted to use the original set of the Lionel Bart musical Oliver because he'd found out it was still erected at Pinewood. I have never read that anywhere before, so I think for Pistols fans that chapter will be quite a fun place to be, because I think it brings most of the table as regards what's brand new in that book, definitely.
And I guess it brings together two of your main interests, film and music.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, that chapter was... Do you know, to be honest, I always remember that we didn't write Young Flesh Required in order because we'd done so much work between us on the Pistols over the last 15, 20 years. And if my fading memory comes back to me, then my memory is that actually the chapter who killed Russ Meyer was either the first or second chapter that we actually wrote.
Right.
Because we just had this lovely big dinner with Malcolm, at which he'd almost told us the entire story. And then via hooking up with Julian at the Brixton Ritzy one night and talking through Swindle, I just felt as though it was a very good idea to get it all down paper while it's still fresh in the head, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Which is what we did, you know?
Now, be honest here, Mr. Parker. Is this really your last word on the Sex Pistols?
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, to be honest, I mean, it sounds... I think some people say it all sounds like a cop-out, but I've wanted to run away from this band for so long now that it's probably longer than the time span that I was actually really into them for. Mm. And I just think that, you know, I thought that after, say, No One's Innocent, Who Killed Nancy was a good way of doing it. As far as I was concerned, that was the headstone. That was the last thing I'd do. But then, of course, by the time we completed Who Killed Nancy, Sean had been dead a couple of years, and I never thought that Young Flesh would come off the shelf, if you like. I thought it was stuck there forever. So, obviously, it's nice to come out. It's like I said earlier before we started this interview. I think for most writers would say this, it seems actually quite strange that one of my own personal antiques is brand new next week.
So yeah, sure.
It's old, but in for the Western world, it's brand new, so it's nice.
Help me out here, because I've got to sell this bloody book. Why should people buy another book on the Sex Pistols?
I think, to be honest with you, there's not that many insiders ever spoken so frankly before about things, and because obviously that's certainly in the case of people like Rodent, Steve English, Boogie, Alan Jones, and a lot of the insiders aren't just people that we sit down, myself and Mick, to interview. These are people we drink with, that we eat with, that we live close by to. So, you know, there's a lot of things that might get said in a non-interview scenario that perhaps wouldn't get said at another time. And, you know, people will always say, oh, do you think it's better than England's Dreaming, or do you think you've topped No One's Innocent? I can't answer that question, only a reader can. But what I will say is, I think we went to completely different sources, and I think we got the chance of putting something out there that hasn't been out there before. The one thing I am keen on is the fact that this book is probably more honest than the other Sex Pistols books.
Great. I think that's a great sell for me. Thank you. One last question, dear Alan. So what's the future hold for you, as far as you know?
Well, I mean, every time I say I'm not going to do another book, there's a book contract on the desk within 6 months, so I'm not going to say that again because it's starting to look mildly foolish. And I have got a couple of book ideas in my head anyway, as you know. But the next thing is I'm about to direct the official Status Quo film. Rick and Francis have very kindly said, would you come and do it? And I thought, yeah, I'd like to do something big again following the Python movie. So we start work in about 4 weeks' time. So, yeah, any time now it's going to get very busy again. So there you go.
You like your three chord bands, obviously. Alan, it's been great. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, mate.